According to the 2002 census, the ethnic groups in the Russian Federation are Russian, 79.8%, Tatar, 3.8%, Ukrainian, 2%, Bashkir, 1.2%, Chuvash, 1.1%, others, 12.1%. The federal structure. The Russian Federation is divided into 87 administrative units, officially known as federal subjects. Of these, 30 are defined by ethnicity and 57 by territory. According to the Constitution, all the regional units are equal in their relationship to the center. In reality, there are subtle differences in the degrees of autonomy they enjoy. They're divided into the following categories: 21 republics, 9 territories, krai, 48 regions, oblasts, and 9 autonomous regions, Avtonomnaya Oblast or Avtonomny Okrug. Moscow and St. Petersburg are regional units in their own right and are called federal cities. If you find this confusing, imagine trying to manage and coordinate this entity in a unified way. Since 2000, President Putin has overseen a sustained re-centralization of power in the relations between the center and the subjects of federation. Russia has been divided into 7 federal districts, overseen by presidential envoys, polpredi. 5 out of those 7 envoys are former officers of the security services. Their first task has been to harmonize federal and regional legislation, which in some cases had diverged widely in the 1990s. Budgetary relations between the center and the regions have shifted in favor of the federal government. In December 2004, the president abolished the direct election of regional leaders and reverted to the earlier system whereby leaders are appointed by the president, subject to approval by the regional legislature. A process has begun of consolidating regions into larger, supposedly more manageable units. The first to merge were Perm Oblast and Komi-Permiak Autonomous Okrug. Further mergers are in the pipeline. But despite those efforts, the relations between the federal center and the region still follow the Matryoshka.